And our second reading is taken from Psalm 55. The reading begins at verse 16. But I call upon God, and God will save me. Evening and morning and at noon I utter my complaint and moan, and He will hear my voice. He will redeem me unharmed from the battle that I waged. For many are arrayed against me. God, who is enthroned from of old, will hear and will humble them, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion laid hands on a friend and violated a covenant with me, with speech smoother than butter, but with a heart set on war, with words that were softer than oil, but in fact were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let us pray. Lord, just for a few minutes, help us to lay aside all the thoughts that swim through our minds and to focus on what You would say to us through Your redemptive word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I was thinking the other day, I was trying to imagine what a resident of a third world country would say if she had a chance to check us out here in North Scottsdale. She would see our gracious and well-appointed homes, two cars in the garage, a third bay for our golf carts, swimming pools in our backyards, refrigerators and pantries crammed with food. She would see all of this stranger from a third world country, and she would say to herself, you know something, these people are so fortunate. I'll bet they don't have a care in the world. But she would be wrong, wouldn't she? For affluence does not protect us against all the blows of life. We get news from the surgeon, I'm sorry, I couldn't get it all. We are alienated from one of our children. We make a bad choice, and that choice haunts us for years on end. All of us this morning are weighed down with some burden, and sometimes those burdens are so heavy, like a pitcher of water, that we just can't hold them anymore. A woman prayed, Lord, I know that You never give me more than I can bear, but sometimes I wish You didn't have such a high opinion of me. At times like these, we turn to God's word for hope and for help. And we are not disappointed, for there it sits in Psalm 55. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. Cast your burdens on the Lord. When I was doing a little research on this psalm, I stumbled across an insight that I had never seen before. A commentator said that the Greek word for cast in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Greek word here is the same Greek word as we find in John 21, that passage which Wes just read. The disciples had been fishing all night long, no luck. Jesus comes and says to them, cast your nets on the other side of the boat. Cast, same word. As I understand it, those fishing nets were heavy. There were weights placed at intervals along the edges, and it took several fishermen working in tandem to cast the nets as far away from the boat as they could and then just wait as the net sank into the deep water. They had to cast their nets, they had to let them go, and then just wait. They couldn't pull their nets back into the boat to see if there were a few wiggling fishes there. They had to cast them and then wait. I don't know about you, but my tendency is to cast my burdens upon the Lord and then lickety-brindle to bring them back again. I don't even let that net sink more than a couple feet in the water when I'm ready to yank it back. And this verse in Psalm 55, which is reinforced by the passage in John 21, suggests that if we cast our burdens on the Lord, if we resist the tendency to bring them back into the boat, that something miraculous will happen. The disciples had their net so full of fish, they couldn't even bring those fish back into the boat. When we utterly cast our burdens upon the Lord, this psalm promises that God will deal with those burdens in his own way and with his own timetable. I got an email from God the other day. Any of you ever get an email from God? It figures that I would be the only one here today to get an email from God. In the sender's box, it said Yahweh. In the recipient's box, Terry Swicegood. Here's how it went. I am God. Today, I will be handling all of your problems. Please remember that I do not need your help. If life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly put it in the SFGTD box, something for God to do. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it. If you find yourself stuck in traffic, don't despair. There are people in this world for whom driving is an unheard-of privilege. Should you have a bad day at work, think of the man who's been out of work for years. Should you despair of a relationship gone bad, think of the person who has never known what it is like to love and to be loved in return. Should you grieve the passing of another weekend, think of the woman in dire straits working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed her children. Should your car break down, leaving you miles away from assistance, think of the paraplegic who would love the opportunity to take that walk. Should you notice a new gray hair in the mirror, think of the cancer patient in chemo who wishes she had hair to examine. Should you find yourself at a loss, pondering what life is all about, asking, what is my purpose? Be thankful. There are people who did not live as long as you have, who would long to be able to ask these questions. And should you find yourself the victim of other people's bitterness, ignorance, smallness, or insecurities, remember, things could be worse. You could be them. One of my dear friends is Leighton Ford. Do you know that name? Anybody know that name? Leighton Ford is an evangelist, an author, married to Jean Graham Ford, the sister of Billy Graham. They were members of my church in Charlotte. Jean was an elder there. He's a wonderful man. A few years ago, Leighton wrote some personal affirmations. Here they are. I do not have the power to stop or to slow time. I do have the power to choose how to redeem it. I do not have the power to keep my body from aging. I do have the power to glorify you with each part of it. I do not have the power to keep my friends and my loved ones alive. I do have the power to love them more than life and to show it. I do not have the power to keep my mind and my memory from fading. I do have the power, moment by moment and day by day, to think of the things that are eternal. I do not have the power to make life's pleasures last. I do have the power to know you and to enjoy you in all things. I do not have the power to impose my will on the course of things. I do have the power to choose your will and thus to live with you forever. The wisdom of Leighton Ford. There was an old woman in the hospital, hovering between life and death. Her daughter sat with her during a long night when the old woman groaned and thrashed about. The old woman would continuously place her right arm outside the sheet and hold it up like that, and her daughter would tenderly take her arm, tuck it back under the sheet, and cover her arm up. This went on all night long. The old woman thrusting her hand outside the sheet, the daughter lifting the sheet, putting her arm back in, and dropping the sheet. The next day, the old woman was better, and she was lucid, and she asked her daughter, "Why did you keep putting my arm back under the sheet last night?" Her daughter said, "Well, Mother, I was afraid that you were not yourself and that your arm would get cold, and so I just covered you up." "Oh, no," the old woman said. "I was so sick that I couldn't speak or pray, but I knew that if I held my arm out to Jesus, he would come and help me." I want to close now with a prayer and ask you to do something as you pray. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I would like for you to place both feet on the floor and then to place your hands in your lap just like this, hands touching. Now, I want you to think of some burden that you are bearing, and just take that burden now and place it in your hands. It might be an illness. It might be some emotional distress. It might be a rift in an important relationship. It might be a grief or a loss or some problem that has come to you that you didn't deserve. Now take that burden and close your hands over it. Hold on tight to it. What does it look like? What is it saying to you? How much does it weigh? How long have you been carrying it? And now once again, just open your hands, place them in your lap as a symbolic lifting this burden to the heavens, and listen to these words from Matthew 5. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? From 1 Peter 5. Cast all your anxiety on Him, for He cares for you. From Psalm 37. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will bring it to pass. And from Psalm 55, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. Amen.